Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay then, time to have a look at the best film and TV releases for the week ahead. And we're joined today by Dave O'Callaghan, host of the podcast Here and Back Again, and writer and podcaster Esther O'Moore Donoghue. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Dave, Deadpool and Wolverine is the new Marvel film. I have to say, this is getting some of the worst reviews I've seen in quite some time.
Well, I'm here to change that.
Okay, good.
All hail Deadpool. I absolutely loved this movie. I don't care what anybody says, they can all get away. If you like comic books, if you like the old Fox Marvel universe, and you like the violence of Deadpool, what do you complain about? It's absolutely fantastic. The cameos are sensational. Try get there without hearing about any of the cameos.
Okay.
It has one of the best opening scenes and most violent opening scenes you'll ever see in the cinema. I've rebooked to go see it Wednesday, committing to the cause. I think it's the best Deadpool movie. And I think it's the best MCU movie since Endgame, which you could argue isn't hard since they've been a bit crap recently.
Esther, you've seen it as well. Is he right?
Yeah, I mean...
Uh-oh.
It is. I think it is what it is. I mean, it was a review in The Guardian says that Ryan Reynolds kind of teeters between, you want to just like push him over because it's so meta. He's just like, you know, I'm in on the joke, I get it. And don't you get the joke that I get the joke and I wrote the joke and I'm in on the joke. But... I think it's a bit of fun. I'm not a fan of the violence, but... And it's 15, isn't it? So it's a 16. So, but yeah, it's okay. Enjoyable.
So something more wholesome then. Thelma, starring a 94-year-old woman, getting fantastic reviews.
I really enjoy it. I love this so much. It is, first of all, it's got a great story. It's the film debut from the writer-director Josh Margolin. He directed some episodes of New Girls. It's a comedy drama, and it's also the feature film debut of the actor June Squibb. She's 94. She played 93 in the film, as we noted, so she's playing slightly younger. But you know,
this is what
actresses,
they do to older actresses.
This is what they do.
Have to play, be able like to play
made,
younger.
So June Squibb made her Broadway debut in 1959 in Gypsy. So she's going a long time. Anyway. So what happens is she is living alone in Los Angeles, and she's living with her grandson, and he, you know, her grandson visits a lot. And anyway, she gets taken in by a scammer who's played by Malcolm McDowell, and she sends $10,000 to a post office box, and this gets discovered, and her family are like, you know, can't she live independently now? She's, you know, can we trust her on her own? And it's still loving. It's not like patronizing the way, but Thelma goes, you know what? I'm going to get on my mobility scooter and I'm going to recover this $10,000. So she goes off on this adventure around downtown LA with Richard Roundtree, who played Shaft in the 1970s. And he died last year. And he plays her sidekick. So the two of them are just like hustling, trying to get this money back. And it's a different adventure film, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was
okay,
fun.
Okay, Dave, briefly.
Absolutely yeah. Beautiful. June Squibb, Oscar nominee, please, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Thelma and Deadpool and Wolverine, both in cinemas everywhere now.
Yeah.
Okay, so a bit of streaming. So, Dave, Apple TV have turned the amazing classic 80s film Time Bandits into a TV series.
Yes.
Any good?
I was a huge fan of that. Terry Gilliam's movie, absolutely brilliant. So this is from... Jemaine Clement and Taika Waititi, who do What We Do in the Shadows, and Inbetweeners co-creator Ian Morris. It's a family-friendly thing. Kevin is the 11-year-old whose room is the portal to all the past. And basically it's horrible histories, but done by Taika Waititi and Jemaine Clement. It is fantastic. Like, if you're looking for a family adventure,
yeah,
to sit down with the kids where you're getting as much crack as the kids, it's two episodes a week. Highly, highly recommend the Stonehenge and the Troy scenes alone. And the classic trope for kids things, all the adults are absolute idiots and the kid is the genius and the kid is brilliant in this.
So, okay, yeah. So that's Time Bandits on Apple TV, and two of them up now. And
then two every 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay. Esther, the Decameron on Netflix, kind of enjoyable trash, I would say.
Yeah, this is sort of along the lines of... I'm sorry, my computer's after... Oh, sorry. This is kind of along the lines of, you know, The Great, starring Elle Fanning and things like that. So it takes place in 1348. It's a black comedy and it's inspired by the Italian short story collection, The Decameron, by... Now, you might help me with my pronunciation. I know you did a couple of weeks ago. Giovanni Boccaccio. Yeah, okay. Perfect. I think that was flawless.
I think it was, yeah.
So the bubonic plague is spreading through Italy.
Giovanni, I think they wouldn't go the full Giovanni.
Okay, let's not
Giovanni,
get into a yeah. full-on fist fight.
You asked me.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay. The bubonic plague is spreading through Italy, and a group of nobles and servants are retreating to their villa, and it spirals into chaos. They're kind of trying to wait out the plague in the hills of Tuscany. And what else could they be doing but, you know, having lots of sex and drinking lots of wine? And they end up fighting for their survival. So it references, you can get the feel of it from the pandemic and things like that. So it's kind of like those early days.
And then 80s pop music, and it's completely daft, the whole thing. But
it has Saoirse Monica Jackson plays Air, and she plays a handmaiden to the main character, and she keeps her dairy accent, and she's brilliant in this. So it's enjoyable. You know, it's enjoyable. And it's kind of, there is a lot of these things going on at the moment, like I said, you know, with The Great and My Lady Jane and Those About to Die, those, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And you could be doing something else, like, while you're watching it. One of those kind of things.
Maybe, do a bit of ironing or something.
So that's the Decameron on Netflix. Dave, Dirty Pop, the boy band scam, also on Netflix. So this is true crime with boy bands, yeah?
Yeah, so it's both pop culture. If you think of the Tindler Swindler and the Fyre Festival that we all loved, it's true crime, but nobody dies. It's more about scams and all sorts of... Now, hands up, I absolutely love the Backstreet Boys so much. It's ridiculous. So I'm biased straight away. He screwed them over. So Lou Pearlman is the guy who created the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He claimed to be the sixth Backstreet Boy. But then what happened was, not only did he exploit them later on when they became really successful with contracts and stuff, he ran one of the largest and longest running Ponzi schemes in America. So this is a slow reveal. Well, it's not revealed because, you know, it's known that him setting up the band and the band are interviewed and all that, and it's fantastic. The one thing that's interesting for me also is he wrote a book years ago, and there's interviews with Lou Pearlman, but he never spoke these words. So they've digitally lip-synced his book onto his lips for the thing, and people are losing their mind saying, oh no, what's happening here? But all I'm saying is, this is the future, people. This is what's happening. And it is amazing because you don't really know. Like, you think he's saying it, but then you keep saying, this scene is digitally lip-synced. And then you're like, oh my God.
But they're using the force for good.
They're using it because he said this stuff. If you love this type of stuff, if you love true crime, pop culture stuff, it's three episodes. You will absolutely. And there's loads of songs. Backstreet and NSYNC. NSYNC, obviously popular now because of Deadpool. Get in there. Why not?
Esther?
Yeah. Like, the AI thing was an interesting way of using it and bringing his words to life. But, I mean, I thought it was three episodes. I was like, it could have been one. I was like, let's condense this for me. But it was interesting.
Isn't that always the case with a lot of those three-part documentaries? Like,
yeah, just don't start. I've got ironing to do. Come on, let's get through this.
Episodes means more songs, people.
Okay, and more fake digital lip sync. Yeah. Esther, I didn't know the BBC had rebooted Interview with a Vampire, and the second season of it actually starting on Thursday on BBC.
This is going to be, is it not the third season?
I could be wrong, yeah.
It's a reworking of Anne Rice's The Vampire Chronicles. It was then obviously made into a film in 1994, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, and this telling of it... you know, plays up the queer romance aspect of it, and of course vampire immortality. It's really beautifully shot, and it's released on the 1st of August, and I was like, this is maybe more of an autumn kind of feel because it is dark and kind of brooding. But the second season ended with dramatic events in Europe. They left New Orleans, they arrived in Paris, they wanted to get rid of Lestat, and so the third season will be based on the vampire Lestat, where Lestat forms a band, he goes on tour, and there'll be new characters in, and they'll kind of just play up more emotional aspects, the showrunner has said.
Okay, so that's that is Interview with a Vampire, mm-hmm. BBC One on Thursday. Yeah. Dave, you want to mention... this is on Disney Plus. I think did it get a limited cinema release?
It did in the UK and the US, but not here.
Okay, so Young Woman and the Sea.
This is absolutely... I'm absolutely down the rabbit hole of the Olympics. I was up till 2 o'clock watching surfing last night live. Don't ask.
Oh yeah, from Tahiti.
Absolutely. So this is the story of competitive swimmer Judy Adairl, who in 1926 was the first woman to ever swim across the English Channel. Daisy Ridley is fantastic in the lead role. As you can imagine, it's 1926, so she has to overcome adversity and the animosity of the patriarchal society around her, which is basically represented by Christopher Eccleston. And Stephen Graham is also there. And it is just, though, do you know those inspiring, uplifting sports dramas that you absolutely know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yet, No, you're not going to confess to people on air that you cried and blubbed through the end. Okay. But it's possible that you may cry and blub.
Like Naiad was
if you loved Naiad, you were all in this. And with what's going on at the moment, get in there. Love
it. Young Woman and the Sea. Dave, this is briefly now, okay? But I know that this is important to you. You want to mention two Japanese films. Yes. One on Netflix, one in cinemas.
So Netflix, Godzilla Minus One, Minus Colour, a.k.a. Black and White, is released this Thursday, August 1st. It's basically the movie from last year in black and white. Amazing. Even better in black and white. And then then My Neighbor Totoro is in cinemas from Friday. One of the best family movies you ever see from Miyazaki. And
What is it?
It's an...
I'm sorry,
It's Japanese animation. It's one of the greatest family movies ever. It's beautiful. It's weird as hell. And it's in cinemas for the first time since ages. And you have to see it on the big screen. If you haven't seen it, go. If you have seen it, go. Bring your family.
Okay, My Neighbor Totoro, and that's in cinemas from August 2nd. And Godzilla Minus One, Minus Colour on Netflix from August 1st. Dave O'Callaghan and Esther O'Donoghue, thank you both very much for that. And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by Alan Torney. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Stephen Higgins was the broadcast coordinator and Aisling Grufferty was on sound. And stay tuned for This Week with Justin McCarthy. There was a Jamie XX single a few weeks ago that we forgot to play at the time. We usually like to play a new Jamie XX single and we've cleaned this one up especially for you as well. So I'll leave you today with Jamie XX with Robin. This is Life.
RTE Radio Player app. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.